It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama wants to give almost $1 billion to schools with high dropout rates. But here's the catch. School districts must consider making them charter schools or take other drastic measures, like firing the principal and all the teachers.
And that's what happened in Rhode Island last week at a chronically troubled school when just 7% of 11th graders passed state math tests. 7%. When a school board wasn't able to deliver change by other means, they voted to lay off the faculty and the staff.
Although that was not in response to the president's education initiative, Mr. Obama thinks the Central Falls, Rhode Island School District did the right thing. But as Rhode Island Public Radio's Elizabeth Harrison reports, not everyone in town agrees.
Central Falls educators are fighting for their jobs. Teachers Union President Jane Sessoms addressed a crowd of about 400 in this former mill town, where more than 40% of children live in poverty and less than half finish high school on time.
We don't make excuses for anything, but we do have to speak about realities. Children of poverty come to school with a lot of issues.
Central Falls High School serves a student body that is mostly Hispanic, and 40% of students speak a language other than English at home. But after 5 years of state-ordered reforms, just 7% of juniors tested proficient in math this fall, one of the lowest rates in the state. So school officials announced a dramatic new step. They will fire everyone who has a role in teaching at the end of the school year. Math teacher Kathy Luther was outraged.
I've been in Central Falls for 28 years, and I have done nothing to deserve to be fired. Absolutely nothing. I give my heart, my soul to my job, and I don't deserve this at all.
Rhode Island officials identified Central Falls High and five other schools for so-called turnarounds under a federal program aimed at the bottom 5% of public schools. It gives district officials four choices: close the failing school, turn it into a charter school, replace at least half the staff, or give time to improve with a longer school day and more time for tutoring and teacher training. Central Falls Superintendent Fran Gallo says she wanted to give the school a chance, but teachers would not agree to add 30 minutes to the school day and 90 minutes a week for faculty meetings.
An 8-to-3 day is still slim compared to what's expected in all of the successful models that I looked at. 90 minutes a week opportunity to sit in your small learning community groups and build. I did not ask for the world. I asked for the very minimum.
We've always been flexible.
Jim Parisi is with the Rhode Island Federation of Teachers, the union that represents Central Falls. He blames district officials for refusing to negotiate.
The proposal that's on the table today is the same proposal that the school district started with. They haven't budged one inch, and we think that they're doing that because they don't think there's any collective bargaining for teachers anymore.
State officials support Gallo's decision to fire the staff, though up to 50% can be rehired. But students like senior Maria Butzina describe the process as heartbreaking.
The teachers do the best they can. They show up every day. They help us so much. Like Ms. Ivanov, she's here every day after school. She has great bonds with students. I can't understand why they would want to fire. It's hard.
The Central Falls teachers have vowed to appeal the termination policy, saying it violates their right to negotiate working conditions. District officials say they have no plans to return to the bargaining table. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Harrison.